Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 131 for Thursday, April 2nd, 2020. This episode is titled, Return of the Frijoladillas. There are actually quite a few people who are new here since the 2017 round of Dog Days of Podcasting, so for those of you who weren't here in 2017 and didn't listen to Amy Talks About Stuff number 16, which I will link to in the show notes, a frijoladilla is what I call a particular kind of entree. The actual recipe archive that I got it from calls it quickie quesadillas, but it's part of the 21-day vegan Kickstarter. It doesn't actually have any cheese in it, so it's not really a quesadilla, per se. This is the second time I've tried to make it, and since I have more free time nowadays, this time I actually followed the recipe Rules as Written, as we say in the world of gaming, which tells you to make your own hummus, as opposed to the first time I tried it when I just used store-bought hummus. So yes, today I made my own hummus out of garbanzo beans, also called chickpeas, for the very first time. It was all right. It doesn't have a whole lot of taste in and of itself, which is why the recipe also calls for green onions, tomatoes, and salsa. I'm glad I put those in there, because those are what make it good. I already ate two of them for lunch, and I think I have five or six more that were left. The recipe calls for one 15-ounce can of garbanzo beans, and I think that ended up making enough homemade hummus for seven or eight of these frijoladillas. Which brings me to my next main topic. While I'm definitely glad I decided to take the 21-day vegan kickstart seriously, what I'm discovering, now that I'm partway through my second full day, by my standards, is that pretty much every single recipe in the program makes enough food for between four and six meals, and I'm only cooking for myself. As I mentioned, I brought home a whole bunch of groceries on Wednesday evening, but what I forgot to mention was that was a fun game of refrigerator Tetris. And every time I make one of these recipes and have extra food left over, I just have to do more refrigerator Tetris to figure out where to put it. Clearly, this is not sustainable. I bought enough groceries to make all the recipes in week one on the app. I think my goal is to try to get each and every one of them made, if at all possible, before April 20th. I'm not going to make all three of them every day because, you know, I gotta get back to my day job at some point. However, I have to say I am glad that I have all these oatmeal cups, carrot and zucchini sticks, frijoladillas, and even actual quesadillas that I made during the last week of March that I can have for lunch during this upcoming working week. I've got healthy lunches for the days that I work made ahead of time, which is a really good thing. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.